man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are. This is James Kelso. You're listening live to the Trump phenomenon here on Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. And with me, co-host George in Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Thank you, James. It's good to be here.
I'm going to lead the show off with some very good news that everybody out there needs. And I won't keep you waiting at all, but let me just give some preliminaries here. If you want to comment on this great article I'm about to share with you, it's a very short article. I'll read the whole thing. And the title is, "We're Not Going Into Syria." And that's a quote of Donald J. Trump made today. And this is in, if you want to read along with me, it's in the New York Post. It came out less than 1 hour ago. And this is the news. And you're getting it right here on the Trump phenomenon. And this is the story that we needed, that we wanted, and that I expected. Just some preliminaries, if you want to comment on this article, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is your number, and George and I will take your calls. Paul, too, if Paul joins us tonight. Here we go. Let me jump right in. Clear the air, folks, and clear your minds. Start afresh. All the different speculation and the worrying and the hand-wringing and all of it makes sense, of course, because we're, you know, this is very important stuff. Set all of that aside, all the speculation, because we are now going to hear from the man himself. And the only guy who counts, actually, in this, Donald John Trump. And here's the article. This today, it's an interview. I set the stage here. Michael Goodwin of the New York Post interviewed Donald Trump today for half an hour by phone. And here's the article. This is and now if this doesn't get wall-to-wall coverage from the national press, well, you know, we know they're up to their usual shenanigans, because this answers all the questions. And it's all good news. Michael Goodwin writes in this article published less than an hour ago, amid complaints that his aides are saying different things about Syria and his policy is confusing, President Trump emphatically cleared the air. "We're not going into Syria," he told me in an exclusive interview. "Our policy is the same. It hasn't changed. We're not going into Syria." So there you go, folks. I'll give you a pause for a moment here so you can get your wife or your husband into the room so you can hear this good news.
Very George Bush-like. So that was our read my lips moment.
Well, this is not a read my lips moment. This is what's happening. We're not going into Syria. And he's not. He's not going to say that, then do something else. He's not George Bush. The president, speaking by phone Tuesday, called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a butcher and a barbarian for using, so now he's explaining further, for using sarin gas on his own people, but said last week's successful missile strike was not the start of a campaign to oust the dictator. Let me see. Let me go to my screen now because I'm reading my printout from the Washington Post page. Let me go to the actual page itself where the text is easier to read. And what I hope Michael Goodwin does is I hope he, I don't know if he has permission from the president to use the audio of his conversation, but maybe release the whole transcript of what he said, because every word counts. Let's see here. Scrolling here. I'm at the New York Post. I'm at newyorkpost.com. He said last week's successful missile strike was not the start of a campaign to oust the dictator. So there's another very, what do you call that? A very objective statement, a declarative statement. Number one, we're not going into Syria. Here's the second declarative statement. It's not the start of a campaign to oust the dictator. That's a separate and discrete subject. We're not doing that either. So regime change. That's not on the table. Quote, Donald Trump, our big mission is getting rid of ISIS, Trump said. That's where it's always been. But when you see kids choking to death, you watch their lungs burning out, we had to hit him and hit him hard, unquote. He called the attack, writes Michael Goodwin, which involved 59 cruise missiles fired from two Navy destroyers, quote, an act of humanity, unquote. I asked, writes Goodwin, if he, as a new president, found it difficult to make the final decision, knowing the stakes. Now, this is interesting. Here's more detail, folks, on how did Donald Trump arrive at this decision? And here he answers the question. Quote, it's very tough to give that final go-ahead when you know you're talking about human life, he said. We went back and forth, and also back and forth about severity. We could have gone bigger in terms of targets and more of them, but we thought this would be the appropriate first shot. And when he says he went back and forth, of course, you know, we saw that Situation Room in Mar-a-Lago where Steve Bannon was seated directly behind him, along with Steve Miller, another excellent patriot loaned to Donald Trump from Jeff Sessions' staff, and I guess it's a permanent loan. You know, others in the cabinet there seated at a table at Mar-a-Lago. So that was where they were going back and forth. Later he added, we hope he won't do any more gassing. So I'm reading this slowly because it's so important. The interview was scheduled to last 15 minutes, but ran nearly twice as long. Throughout, the president was gracious, energized, and focused. He answered every question and invited me to ask more as aides tried to get him to his next appointment. So I did. Now I'm gonna shift screens again. I'll go back to my written copy. Let me find my place here. How seriously does he take the threats from Russia, and does he think there is still a possibility for cooperation in the region with Vladimir Putin? And then this is quoting Donald Trump. We're not exactly on the same wavelength with Russia, to put it mildly, Trump answered. Putin must see what a barbarian this guy, Assad, is. And it's a very bad symbol for Russia with this guy gassing children and using barrel bombs. Unquote. With Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Moscow as we spoke, he is there right now in Moscow talking with his Russian counterparts, Trump said he hoped for Putin's cooperation. He was especially upset that Syria had used chemical weapons after supposedly destroying all its stockpiles under a deal President Obama signed in 2013 and repeatedly boasted about. I asked whether that fact gave him more pause about Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. I don't need more pause about Iran, Trump said. It was the single worst deal ever. It's a disgrace that a deal like that was even signed. It made Iran a power from a country that was ready to fall apart. Unquote. He wasn't finished. Quote, Iran won't honor its deal. Instead of saying, thank you very much for saving our country, they've been emboldened, unquote. Noting those problems and North Korea's threatening aggression, Trump said, I knew I was left a mess, but it's worse than I thought. And now I'm, pardon me, folks. it's a good thing I've got multiple computers here. The certainly want to finish this article for you here. So I'm going to do that here on another computer. And I'm going to do what some of you out there might be doing right now. I'm going to type in, I'm just going to go to Google News. And then I'm going to type in the search that brought me this article originally, which is, and it's not showing up, by the way, at the top of Google News. It belongs there. Why is this not at the top of Google News? But I'm just going to type in New York Post. New York Post, and it sure better be at the top of Drudge as well. New York Post, Trump, and Syria. There we go. That's all I typed in. And at the top, Trump, we're not going into Syria. Now I'm going to finish reading the article. Here we go. And here we go. We'll just go down to the bottom of it here. Noting those problems and North Korea's threatening aggression, Trump said, I knew it was, I was left a mess, but it's worse than I thought. Has he had any recent contact with Obama? No, he said. I'm very disappointed that I was surveilled. Now we move on to other territory, and Donald Trump covers some other points for us very well. And I'm very disappointed that I was surveilled, and so was my campaign. That's not supposed to be happening, but I've been proven right, unquote. And then Michael Goodwin writes, although the evidence supporting Trump's claim that Obama wiretapped him is there is no question he is the victim of dirty tricks. Numerous leaks suggest that communications involving Trump's team were intercepted by law enforcement or intelligence agencies and given to anti-Trump media outlets to undermine the new administration. And can we insert in parentheses there the New York Times, anti-Trump media outlets, and the Washington Post, or Compost, as you say so well, George. And then here's the rest of the article. It's a short article. I'll be done here in two paragraphs. And the admission last week of Susan Rice, Obama's national security director, that she asked for the names of some Trump associates to be unmasked points to a likely political purpose involving the White House. This is nice, very nice. This is a major media outlet saying Donald Trump, right, right again. Although two congressional committees are probing Trump's claim, along with whether his campaign colluded with Russian hacking during the campaign, then Michael Goodwin puts in, this is actually an opinion piece at this point, I believe a Justice Department probe of the Obama administration's surveillance is also needed. At the very least, the leakers of national security material gathered must be found and, I can't believe I'm hearing a liberal say this, prosecuted. And that's the end of the article right there.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah. So, folks, that's the show right there. We'll talk more, but anything I say after that is just an afterthought and of little consequence. Donald Trump, our president, the man who is, in fact, the leader of, I like his term, the civilized world. Oh, I love that he's able to say that. And something that Andrew Jackson might have said. This is the story. This is the story right now. It's this article on the New York Post. And let's see if it's gone to the top of Drudge. I don't know whether it has or not. Drudge can't be on top of everything every second. Let's just
probably
see
on the top of Breitbart.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look around, folks, and folks out there who want to call in. If you've spotted something I've missed, bingo. Matt Drudge is all over it. Very top article. Trump not going into Syria. And then the next article from General Mad Dog Mattis. This won't spiral out of control. Well, let's go to that one next. And all of that puts actually out of date the next headline from Pat Buchanan, who was interviewed, a very important interview today between Buchanan and Laura Ingraham. And I think it was last night, actually, in which Buchanan is, like all the rest of us, worrying about the Trump administration. Here's a Mad Dog Madison. We'll read this next. And this is a Reuters story. So we'll go to that. Let me just check the phone board here and see whether anybody's calling in right now at 800-313-9443. Haven't checked the board yet. And I think lines are open. Yes, they are. So if you want to call in, and I specifically would hope that you would, I want to, you know, in our short little show together here, I think this is the topic. This interview with Michael Goodwin in the New York Post, which is a tabloid in New York City. It's one of those papers that, you know, looks like the National Enquirer, which, by the way, also has a great headline story today. But the New York Post, which is not like a supermarket tabloid, it's a major paper, a rival of the New York Times in New York City. And
pretty widely recognized as the conservative paper, as opposed to the New York Daily News, which is extremely liberal. And the New York Times is the New York Times. So at least in New York, you have three flavors.
Yeah. And I'm betting. Well, let's see. Let's take a phone call first. Jeff in Chicago, you're on the air. Thank you for calling, Jeff.
Greetings, James and George.
Yeah.
I tried to call in Sunday, but for some reason didn't work out. And then I only caught the last 25 minutes of last night's show. I wanted to tell everybody and I was kind of upset with the Syria bombing too. And then over the last few days, when the facts came out, I thought, okay, this is okay. Trump is sending a message to the Democrats and the left wingers that try to keep defaming him. I want everybody to keep in perspective the big picture. Donald Trump is president. Hillary is not, and she never will be. Okay? That's the first thing to remember.
I like that. Before you go on, Ted Cruz is not the president. Jeb Bush is not the president. All those other maggots in the left, you know, the piece of poop GOP, we would be in Syria right now with 350,000 troops.
Right. Bingo, George. Secondly, Gorsuch is on the Supreme Court. That is monumental, because not only for him by him, you know, himself, but Donald Trump is going to have at least one more, maybe even two, before his first 4 years are up to a point. Ginsburg, the shrew, has one foot in the grave. She's like calling Lindsey Graham a woman. I mean, she's in serious dementia. And
that's a headline today, folks. one of our listeners called me to let me know that I haven't seen the story yet, but apparently Ruth Bader Ginsburg called Lindsey Graham a prominent woman in Congress. Now, right. she may be more accurate than she knows, but legally, Lindsey Graham is a man.
And secondly,
maybe he's an LBG, XB, okay.
Anthony Kennedy is the scuttlebutt. Anthony Kennedy is going to resign this summer. So take it for what it is. But, folks, look, President Trump, he's not going to do everything we want 100%. It's just not going to happen. Okay, he can't. But he's doing the bulk of what we want done. And so don't get bent out of shape if he does something that you don't agree with, because keep your eye on the big prize. That's just remember that, okay? That's all I have to say.
Jeff, beautiful. We've got a break. We'll be back with another caller after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're right back. We're back, folks. As soon as I turn my volume button up, we're back, that is. You're listening to the Trump phenomenon. And right in line with Double Down Donald Trump, we're going to double down on this article because I've got another great repeat of the same point by Mad Dog Mattis, our defense secretary. And I'm going to read that article to you as well here in just a moment. But let me just preface that by saying that we are going to be where we are right now and where we were in the last 2 days. Again, folks, or shall I say, I like your phrase, George, sports fans. Sports fans, let's back up, take a breath of air, and realize that the perplexity that we were in the last 48 hours, we will be there again. Why? Because Donald Trump, who I believe in Donald Trump, and this show believes in Donald Trump, but our communication line to this great man is going to be frayed, stressed, and stepped on by our national media, which hates his guts, which wants him gone, wants him destroyed. And so they will do everything possible to deceive you and to get you to freak out. And then if you combine that with a natural tendency that we have amongst ourselves as patriots who have been down so long, we hardly know which way is up. It's natural for us to freak out, thinking, oh, no, here we go again. We're in the hole again. So we're going to be here again and in this situation. So what I ask is that the next time this happens, let's do what we did on this show. Let's have faith in this great man that when we hear from him, we'll find out, hey, it's just as he said it was. His policy in Syria was. He said, if you elect Hillary Clinton, you'll have World War III in Syria. So is the man who said that going to go to World War III in Syria? I didn't think so. And it turns out those of us who thought this, that was a well-founded trust.
A quick building on yours, it wasn't too many weeks ago, all the articles, even one on RBN, was the other side taunting, going, things are so bad with Donald Trump, he is going to be resigning soon. And, it was just minutes before you can tune in your TV and see him step down. Well, that ain't happening.
Right. That's a standard. Now. Yeah, that's a standard play out of their page book, playbook. There was one of the presidential debates where the media, they were saying on the air, we're not sure Donald Trump will show up. This was like maybe the 12th debate, one of the pretty far along into the debates. And this was after one of their smears, one of their, you may just let your imagination imagine which of those smears it was. They thought they had him. They thought they had him with that smear. And they thought he wasn't even going to show up at the next debate. So they've used this play all along, and it's a way of discouraging you and demoralizing you. Your president's done. He's finished. He's toast. He's abandoned. No one likes him anymore. So you better not like him anymore either. Let me give you this next article. This is so good. Let me just check my message board here. And we've got Susie in Arkansas holding. Susie, hang on. I got another good article for you. This may add to your thinking. This is from Reuters. This is just also an hour ago. U.S.-Russia tensions over Syria will not spiral out of control. Quote, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis. And he's sitting, briefing the press, seated next to another impressive military man, Army General Joseph Votel, V-O-T-E-L, commander of U.S. Central Command. That's the man who would be in command of anything happening in the Middle East. I think. Did I get that wrong, George? Anyway.
No, it's CENTCOM. It's in Tampa, but their job is the Fifth Fleet in the Middle East, among other places.
Okay, so there's the man who so these two men seated together here, the U.S. Defense Secretary Mad Dog Mattis, Joseph Votel, are going to make you feel good in what they say right after this break. Stay tuned.
Still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
We're back, folks. Just reading the bio of 4-star General Joseph Votel, commander of the U.S. Central Command, and before that, commander of the United States Special Operations Command, and his chest is covered covered with ribbons and medals. This is a younger picture of him, but you can see how, you know, stressful job. You can see his current picture. He looks a little bit older. But these guys, what a burden they have. But here it is. Tensions between the United States and Russia will not spiral out of control following last week's U.S. cruise missile strikes on a Syrian airbase. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Tuesday, today, describing it as a one-off response. What we were saying on this show, we were saying that's what we think this is. To Syria's use of banned chemical weapons. President Donald Trump, in his biggest foreign policy decision since taking office in January, ordered the strikes after concluding that Syria waged a nerve gas attack in rebel-held territory that killed 87 people, many of them children. Russia, this is also a short article, folks, and it has some key new points. One of the things we were wondering about on the air is, who knows, what do they know about this gas attack? And what intelligence was Donald Trump acting on? Well, Defense Secretary Mattis answers that question in just a moment. Russia, which has advisors on the ground aiding Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, warned the U.S. strike could have serious consequences. Syria denies involvement. Quote, it will not spiral out of control, unquote, Mattis told reporters at the Pentagon with Votel seated next to him. I'm confident the Russians will act in their own best interest, and there is nothing in their best interest to say they want this situation to go out of control, unquote. Mattis has repeatedly warned that the U.S. military remained ready to act again should Assad use chemical weapons, saying on Tuesday that Assad would, quote, you can bet Assad's reading this, pay a very, very stiff price, unquote. So I'm sure he's letting his imagination fill in the blanks there, too. At the same time, he acknowledged that Trump had only authorized the single attack, meaning the U.S. military would not automatically have the authority to strike again should Washington determine another case of chemical weapon use. Mattis also sought to downplay concerns about Pentagon mission creep, saying the U.S. military's focus in Syria was still fighting Islamic State militants, radical Islamic terrorism, just what Donald Trump said in every single primary and general election campaign stump speech, not becoming entangled, fighting Islamic State militants, not becoming entangled in Syria's messy civil war between Assad and his opponents. Quote, the rest of the campaign stays on track exactly as it was before Assad's violation, unquote, Mattis said. The incident has chilled U.S. relations with Moscow after a presidential campaign during which Trump frequently called for an alliance with Russia to fight Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. It has also led the Trump administration to harden its attitude against Assad weeks after top U.S. officials said they were more concerned with defeating Islamic State militants than getting Assad out of power. Skip just a few little paragraphs here. It's all very powerful and very good. U.S. intelligence indicates, here's answering this question, that Syrian Su-22, that's a Sukhoi aircraft, taking off from Shayrat airfield, delivered the nerve agent sarin, according to a White House report given to reporters. Mattis said there was no doubt that Damascus was responsible. Now, we can, you know, patriots can wonder, well, you know, is somebody lying here? But what's clear, what's important to us as Trump enthusiasts, Donald Trump has to rely on somebody. He has to rely on his defense secretary, his intelligence, military and otherwise, for the facts. And this is what they have given him. Mattis said there was no doubt that Damascus was responsible, although some U.S. officials have strongly hinted they suspect Russia, which has a presence at Shayrat Air Base, may have known something about the planned attack. None have conclusively linked Moscow to the incident itself. Mattis suggested the United States did not have firm evidence that Russia had foreknowledge or was complicit in the chemical attack. Very important. More good news, by the way, folks. Quote, it was very clear that the Assad regime planned it, this is Mattis speaking, orchestrated it and executed it. And beyond that, we can't say right now. We know what I just told you. We don't know anything beyond that, unquote, Mattis said when asked whether Russia had a role. Wow, that is another incredibly important article, both coming out today, both within the last hour. And wow, let's go to our callers. Susie in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hi, James.
Hi, Susie.
You're right. That is excellent news. I was pretty disappointed when I heard the first, you know, about the bombing, and I thought, oh my. Anyway, I won't belabor all that. Is Paul on tonight?
I don't see him yet. No.
Okay.
We always miss him when he's not here. Mm-hmm.
He asked him when you have him about the speaking engagement that he's doing this the end of this month in Arkansas here.
Okay.
It's the last weekend. It's called the Faith and Freedom Conference. It was the same one where last year I met the fellow from California, Johnson.
Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. Yes, and I remember your call on attending that Tom Robb event in near Harrison, Arkansas, and that is open to the public. So I hope people will try to publicize that event. Paul will be there.
That would be great. And I thought Paul might have mentioned it before this, but when I've listened, he hasn't. So, and I tried Sunday to get in, and I could not get in.
You know, anytime anybody can't get in, I'll take the blame. There are other difficulties, but mea culpa. I sometimes don't get a caller in, so I'll always take the blame, Susie. And let me, on the point that you're mentioning, I think Dr. Tom Sunick, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, chaired by Attorney Bill Johnson, I think he's going to be in Harrison also at Tom Robb's Faith and Freedom event. So we'll publicize that here on the air. We're on the air 6 days a week, so this is a great way to publicize and keep current on events, folks. If you need a daily dose of news, we're pretty good because we're here every day. But go ahead, Susie.
Also, one of the writers for the American Free Press is speaking, and Tom Bowie. He's got a very long name. It starts with a P. Hard to pronounce.
Yes.
Something like that, yes.
And did you say that Tom Bowie is also going to speak?
Yes.
Great.
And I believe also the chap from South Africa.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely put out a big publicity for the Faith and Freedom event. I've spoken there myself, and it's a great patriot event there in rural Arkansas.
Pete Papa Heracles.
Yes. That sounds like it, George. Yes. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah.
I couldn't tackle it.
And Susie, you'll be there again this year?
I'm hoping to.
Okay. But it's not a big. Okay. Very good. So we'll get an eyewitness report from Susie. And of course, Paul, one of the speakers, he'll have a lot to say about that event. And,
yeah, I look forward to meeting Paul.
Well, and I'll try to get to one of those events in the near enough future that I can meet you too,
Susie. That's great. Well, thank you.
And you know, this is one thing I love. You know, this show epitomizes my hopes for the show. You know, as soon as I, you know, early on, looking at Donald Trump, you know, just listening to the man, listening to his heart as he spoke, I said, this guy is the real deal. This is the guy we've been waiting for. And then I concocted this show as a way of spreading that word. And then one of the functions of the show is heartening, you know, patriots in our community, you know, selling them on the idea that the Trump train is something you want to get on. And then when people start getting nervous as the train is traveling down the tracks, calming them down and letting them know, you know, we're doing fine, folks. The train's right on time, right on schedule here. This is a perfect example of that function, that useful function we fill in the patriot cause here, getting out the key news to you patriots that you need as promptly as we can get it and as fresh as we can get it.
Did you hear one of the earlier, I think it was on Stattmuller's program, and he mentioned something about Trump was planning a massacre for Wednesday, which means some people, they think some heads are going to roll, people are going to get fired.
Oh, a massacre meaning a house cleaning at the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that would be nice.
That would be nice, yeah. As I say, folks, we're going to have, you know, this is going to be 8 years. So, you know, settle into your, into your chair there. It's going to be a long haul, and there's going to be an awful lot of hand-to-hand combat as Donald Trump takes on the entire news media, the entirety of academia, the entirety of the Washington establishment, and the state capitals as well, which are also fully corrupt. there's so much cleaning of the Augean stables that has to go on. It's going to get pretty, you know, it's going to get pretty rank at times.
That's a great metaphor there, James, and horse manure.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, Susie, thank you very much. I hope I get to see you sometime there in Arkansas.
I hope so.
Oh, thanks for calling. Thank you. Now, let's see. Let's go back to James Mattis here. He said, we finished his article. That is the end of it. And that was a piece of intelligence we really needed to know. Was Assad involved in any way? Ron Paul, for instance, somebody we listened to very closely, Ron Paul said, you know, there's 0% chance that Assad was involved with a gas attack against his own people. And that's a plausible statement from Ron Paul, but it's based only on his opinion based on
0 and 100 are. Good grief. We're talking about squishy intelligence, and when I see that, what I really see is, I don't like you, rival Donald, and here's a good kick right between the goalposts.
Oh, I see. You know, I didn't consider that possibility, but there's good news there, too, as well, George, is that Ron Paul has said good things about Donald Trump lately, but yeah, that might have, his earlier hostility to Donald Trump might have kicked in there.
It's unbecoming for Ron Paul to do it. You know, I would expect that from people in our movement. I expect that. Our movement's filled with hotheads. Good grief. I mean, that's what white nationalism stands for. And they're not disappointing me. You know, pick up a copy of The First Freedom, and you would think that Donald Trump has two horns in his head and was the worst freaking thing that hit the universe, you know, since Chairman Mao. And I'm not kidding. Pick it up and read it. And I hear the same thing, you know, my gold newsletter people, you know, good. They use, you know, every nasty, good grief. Donald Trump is this horrible, lying, terrible, neocon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not, I expect that from our side. To hear it from Ron Paul was really disappointing.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that possibility there, that Ron could be, because Ron had no source of intelligence there. He's, you know, he's a retired congressman, and very important when our defense secretary, James Mattis, says, you know, we know for sure that this is what Assad did. He planned it. He orchestrated it. He executed it. In other words, he's all over this. This was not, you know, that's exactly what we needed to know. Anyway, a lot of questions answered in these two articles. And if you just joined us and you didn't hear the beginning of the show, we started the show with an even more important piece, because it's not from James Mattis, very important man. It's from the man, Donald Trump. We're not going into Syria. And he repeats that same statement twice in one sentence. He said, oh, well, two sentences. We're not going into Syria. He told me, that's Michael Goodwin of the New York Post, only an article published an hour ago. He told me in an exclusive interview, our policy is the same. It hasn't changed. We're not going into Syria, unquote. My gosh. And then there are other great things we needed to hear from Donald Trump in this same article. It's at the top of Drudge, so you want to read it yourself. Read it slowly, print it out, hand it around your family, because this solves a problem that we're going to have over and over again during the next 8 years, is that everybody in the media, everybody who's normally pumps information to you and into your home, is going to be deceiving you about Donald Trump in order to get you to be discouraged about Donald Trump and to get you to give up and to start fights and disrupt, you know, the Trump train, get it off the tracks. So we'll go through this drill again over the next year many times. Let's go to another caller here. Maybe the last we'll get to, if you want to try to get in, folks, at 800-313-9443. Russ in West Virginia. Here.
Hello, James.
Hey, Russ.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
About the mandatory, if it's mandatory, what is the requirement for a retirement for the Supreme Court justice.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Because I got a bad feeling here. Now, remember, we only replaced a past justice.
Well, okay, now, Russ.
The next one go by. Well, what I'm thinking here is maybe nutty, but supposing that the power elite decide that they don't want any more Supreme Court justices in favor with the Constitution, so they instruct the remaining ones to remain under all circumstances.
Yes. Well, I bet you that's already happened, Russ. Stay with us, Russ. We have one more break and then one more segment. We'll talk about the Supreme Court right after. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystery.
Head pressure set. Mixtures bridge.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Boy, when we hear that song, I'm thinking of getting a drum kit here in my studio. I'd love to bang along to that music.
The Hollies live on RBN.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got one more segment left. We're talking to Russ in West Virginia. And, Russ, if I could just answer your question a little bit about the Supreme Court. Oh, just more good news. I just heard it myself here on the show. One of the callers just said that maybe Anthony Kennedy is going to resign from the Supreme Court himself this summer. And why is that good news? It's not as great, of course, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg resigning. But Anthony Kennedy is now what's called the swing vote. The court now with Gorsuch on it has four right votes on the right with us and four votes on the left against us. And Anthony Kennedy goes one way or the other, sometimes voting badly and sometimes voting well. Well, now Donald Trump will appoint a replacement for Anthony Kennedy, who is half good. So we'll get a justice who is all good when he retires. And it was wonderful to see him swear in his own former law clerk, Neil Gorsuch, yesterday. So that's good news. Then we've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Russ, is losing it. She's calling Lindsey Graham a woman.
Sounds so pretty accurate to me.
You missed my point here, though.
Okay, go ahead, Russ.
What I'm trying to say is if they wanted to mess the whole system up, even if they only have 4 years to do it, not eight, why not just keep in session those that are already there? In other words, instruct them all not to retire so that he can't put anybody else in there that would benefit the Constitution.
Yeah, Russ, I think that's already been done. And the problem for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's 80-something, 86, something like that. She's not going to live forever. A lot of judges...
Yeah, but is there a retirement requirement?
No, there isn't.
There is not. You can serve until you're 300 years old.
Yeah, no, you can serve until you drop. And that's what, but by the way, Russ, that's the way it is in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. Look at the judges they have there. They have like, 20 or 30 judges who work in circuit. They work in rotation. And you look at their reasons for retiring in their history. It's usually death. And it's usually in their 80s and their 90s that they die. That's how they go off the court. But there's good news there, Russ, because Stephen Breyer is very old. He's in his mid 80s. He is not going to, somebody that's losing it mentally like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, does she really want to embarrass herself sitting on the court, whether people want her to stay there or not? So here's the good news. Ruth Bader Ginsburg will probably retire in Donald Trump's first administration, first 4 years. Stephen Breyer will probably retire. That's two appointments. Anthony Kennedy has said he's going to retire. That's a surprise. That's three more appointments. Add that to Neil Gorsuch, and President Donald Trump will have brought four patriots to the Supreme Court within his first term. This is very likely. Let's get good news upon good news. The Federal Reserve Board of Governors, a seven-member board. There are only five people serving on it right now with two vacancies. Governor Tarullo announced he has retired last week. Three vacancies for Donald Trump. So, folks, it's good news on good news. We'll have more of that tomorrow in our Trump phenomenon. Thank you so much for joining us. I have to tell you, this was a good day for patriots. See you tomorrow.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.